The Bengals Beat podcast is proudly sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Now is the time to head out to the production works. It's where we've held our live BBPs. It's home to the incomparable madness that is the 50 West Punch-Out. The place is buzzing every night with sand volleyball leagues, canoeing, kayaking, cycling, trivia, running groups. It's all based out of the Pro Works down on Wooster Pike. You may even spot Optimistic Bobby preaching the Laser Cats gospel. Hope to see you soon at 50 West, where every beer is a journey. Come join for the ride. Welcome into the BBP. This is the Cincinnati Inquirer's Bengals Beat podcast, sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company.
Every week, your Cincinnati.com Bengals beat writers, that dumb fish who doesn't trust his gut, Paul Dana Jr., and Fletcher Page take you inside the walls of Paul Brown Stadium.
We're plugged into the club from the front office to the field. Win or lose, hiring or firing, we're always here to keep you in the loop. Let's go. All right, welcome into the walkout. Paul Danner Jr., Fletcher Page. We are walking through the halls, the bowels of Paul Brown Stadium. We like that?
It smells like that.
It does. It smells terrible. It smells like something truly awful happened in here today. And it kind of did.
I think it was kind of awesome to watch.
When you really just start to embrace the defensive suck, but you know, it is kind of just fun to enjoy it. Back in the day when I lived in Georgia, your home state, mm-hmm. I spent a scotia time covering arena football.
That's a good comparison.
And that's kind of the way it feels now, where in arena football, no lead is ever safe, no time is ever too small, mm-hmm. Nothing is totally impossible. And that's why, like, when people were calling it at 27-6 on Sunday, and people were saying, you have not been paying attention to this defense. Here's what I always want to start with. First of all, Bengals win. That's huge. You can read all of our stuff, and I kind of wrote about how it's totally irrelevant how ugly it was because they've got a half a season to fix it, but it would have been not as much hope and a whole lot of other crap to deal with if you still lose this game. So thankfully, Randy Bullock's kick goes through the Cincinnati wind advisory, and they make it. But let's talk about this. This is a bigger question to me to really come out of this game. Is this question right now would define their season? We've been saying it. Is this defense even salvageable?
I mean, at this point, I mean, we're 8 games in. I just think back to, I wrote about this in my story. When Jesse Bates scored that touchdown and that unit was all grouped together, they were posing for photographs, they were having a good time. At that point in time, they had 5 sacks, 4 interceptions. Jameis Winston was head of the bench. They're up 34-16. And while it wasn't a perfect performance for the defense, you're thinking, this is exactly what they needed.
Yes.
They're about to start the off week with a blowout win, and that's what we're going to be talking about for the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then it just completely melted down, and it felt like totally different from last week. Kansas City was 18 missed tackles. The Chiefs had some big plays, but it was sort of like the missed tackles made it so glaring. I mean, it looked like they had things covered up, and they just didn't make the plays. This one was DeSean Jackson for 60 yards, Mike Evans for 72 yards, O.J. Howard up and down the field. So this one was – it felt like it was inept as last week, but for kind of a different reason.
They keep finding new ways to top themselves, which is bad when you're topping yourself by being terrible. So here's the thing about it. I'm going to do this, and it's going to hurt. Like, it's going to hurt. We love to dig into the numbers, and sometimes you're like, that could have been a good number, but it turned out it wasn't. And sometimes you don't even believe your damn eyes. So 1,127 yards they have given up the last 2 weeks. That is over 100 more than any two-game stretch in franchise history. Wow. Need I remind you that history includes the 90s, which was the worst decade for any team, maybe in sports history.
Well, I
outside of the current Browns.
Well, I came up with it that the defense have given up 481 or more yards in five of the past six. I thought that was a decent stat. It's not nearly as good as your stat.
No, including three straight. I'll go into the 480 stat. Three straight. That has only happened to three other teams in post-merger Super Bowl era history. That's 50-plus years, people. Only three other times has that happened. 75 Bills, 08 Lions, who, oh, by the way, I'm pretty sure lost every game, and the 2016 49ers. That's it. Now, also, since Pro Football Reference has started tracking third down conversion rate in 1991, no team has allowed better than 50% conversion rate. None over the course of a full season. The Bengals currently 56% halfway through the year. I mean, this is not bad. This is historically terrible. And they can't, you know, they can't stop a third down. They can't do anything. And that's the insane thing is we came into this season and that was not the conversation about this team. That the defense would be historically terrible. The thought was the defense could kind of carry them a little bit while the offensive line figured it out. Guess what? The offensive line's been pretty good, and the defense has been the disaster you worried the offensive line might be.
So what we're really talking about is a group that if they don't get home to the quarterback, if they don't force turnovers, then you could see...
Can't stop anything.
Right.
They have a better chance of stopping a team through a turnover than stopping them on third down half the time, it feels like. That was damn near the case today.
We're going to have to look into the numbers on that.
Well, I mean, it's a problem. And I honestly don't know if it's salvageable. It hurts even more. Carl Lawson tears his ACL, and he's lost for the season. And, you know, even though he didn't have sacks, he'd been productive. He at least was getting some pressure. I think you're going to see a whole lot more of Sam Hubbard, which isn't a bad thing. I think he's quickly become a real reliable guy for them. But, you know, how is this going to get better?
I don't see how it gets better.
Why? Why would it get better?
I don't think it can.
I mean, what can you help people, Fletcher? Well, help them have something to hang their hats on. Give them something. Because I'm trying and I'm struggling.
It's going to continue to be a... If they can be aggressive and force turnovers, they can be in games. And if not, I think it's going to be a lot of frustration.
And I mean, there's a run of tough... I mean, Tampa Bay, number one pass offense. Kansas City has been unbelievable.
Seems like everybody's number Pittsburgh, one pass offense.
Right, yeah. Well, once they've played this
team. New Orleans coming up.
Yeah, only Drew Brees next. By the way, no team in Super Bowl era history has ever given up four straight games allowing 480-plus yards. Drew Brees does that in his sleep.
Yep, I think we're going to have to rewrite that stat.
That will be – well, it's already – I'll have it already rewritten and pre-cut. You know, but –
they are making changes, though. Let me say that. They traveled corners.
They were willing to travel corners today, and I don't know if that worked or not.
I think it did against DeSean Jackson. I mean, obviously he had the one big 60-yard play, but I think he only had two catches, period. So yep. I think Will
Jackson... But the one big one, that was the point. That's why that's what he does.
That's true. In that situation, I mean, the one play was obviously a punch in the mouth, but... They are trying new things. The problem, I think, at linebacker, though, is that they've got some young guys there at linebacker. Like Jordan Evans, he had an interception, a sack, and 1.5 sacks today. Played really well, so he's coming along. But they're kind of caught they've got older guys there and younger guys there. And it just seems like a position that I don't see how it's going to get better in terms of the short term.
Now, I know a lot of you people are saying, because we know how it reacts, they got to fire Tara Lawson the bye week. I don't see that happening. I really don't, because I don't think there's anybody else in house that you trust to take it over. Are you going to put Jim Haslett in charge, who's been overseeing these linebackers?
I don't see how that's productive.
No, and I don't think that's something that they would do. I think they're going to give Austin. There's not like a sense of discontent amongst players with Terrell. I mean, it's clearly players not making obvious plays. That's like the tackling conversation last week. Like, I mean, are we really going to blame the coach when players miss 18 tackles? Like, it's simple crap you've got to be able to do. And stuff like being in the right leverage, not letting DeSean Jackson and Mike Evans run past you. That stuff that these guys should know. They're not all young kids out there. In fact, there's only a few. I mean, yes, there's some, but it's not like they're running out there egregiously young.
Mike Evans, by the way, whenever the whole traveling corners thing came up, I was thinking Dre against Mike. Man, Evans is good.
He is good.
That guy played really well today.
Yeah, he's tough. And that's part of that. I mean, that's what playing Tampa is. Luckily, Tampa's also terrible on defense. It gets back to, you had a very good analogy earlier today that I think you should trot out about what this team has been like. Please, just share.
I'm trying to remember the setup now.
This team, you said, is like you as a 19-year-old in Cancun.
And actually, I think I was 17 the first time I went to Cancun, and I didn't remember any of that trip, so I went back a second time when I was 18.
Right. Well, you just never know where you're going to end up. The hospital's in play.
Your bed's in play.
Yeah. The beach is in play. Really, it can go any different ways, and there's really no control once it starts unraveling.
Well, I wanted to get to this point, too, though, with that.
But I like this point better. I don't care about your point anymore. I really think that you as a 19-year-old in Cancun is a great analogy. But my point is, I feel like with Andy Dalton, he's like the 23-year-old older brother who's here to try to says a couple of things on the whole trip to you. But it's like, hey.
Just kind of guiding you down the right road.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't go into that bar.
Right.
Maybe let's just go this one.
That's right.
Here and just go home. You know, because when you've got, you just need a couple guiding voices. But that's what these games are like right now.
Well, chaos. Well, we've seen on with the offense now. I think I remember this again at Atlanta especially, but today it's like boom, 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 stacking up touchdown drives. It was four in a row, and then all of a sudden it was like gone. Second half, three and out, until the final drive.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like where the defensive identity is really suck. The offensive identity is like way hit or miss.
Yeah, well, and where sometimes they have stretches of totally limitless potential where you're like, how could anyone stop them? And then after that, it's how could they ever get another first down again? And it's so wild to watch those ebbs and flows that they go through. But the one time they've been consistent all year is in the critical last couple minutes. I'll tell you, it's totally a thing that you can hang your hat on with this team and say, well, if they could just fix a few things, they've got this. When you have that...
Well, that's the most important thing.
It's one of the hardest things to get is a team that knows they're going to go win a game for you. And now, you know, Dalton's really kind of done it four or five times this year. Definitely three. And the Pittsburgh one, the defense blew it for him. But I mean, Atlanta, now here, Pittsburgh, a couple of the Baltimore and Indy games had drives for field goals that helped put it away. I mean, they have consistently done this, and that's huge. So but to me, none of it matters if they can't salvage this defense somehow. And I don't know if you can at this point. I really don't.
Well, look, I'm not here to criticize execution. I really butchered that Cancun thing because in my head, like I had it already. I was like, I know what to do. I know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And you trotted it out on me, and I completely melted down.
It's okay. You know what? You handled that like a 19-year-old in Cancun were, or like the Bengals defense were.
Exactly.
You knew what you were supposed to do, but just when the moment came, you froze, and there was Mike Evans running right by you. That's okay.
I almost got ran over by a bus in Cancun.
That is the story of this is, again, a perfect example. That's like today's game. It's like, yeah, almost blew a 27-6 lead, giving up 500-plus yards. But you didn't. But you didn't get hit by a bus.
I also drank.
Did someone guide you?
I had a buddy that put his hand on my collar. He didn't pull me back. I stopped myself, but that hand was there if I needed it.
To remind you.
Yeah,
a guiding hand. Again, right. this is perfect. See, you almost getting hit by a bus, totally 2018 Bengals Bucks. Summed up. We didn't even need all this time to talk about this. We already summed it up in that story.
I think that's where we're at.
Yeah.
I think the window, though, not just for me as a person now that I'm in my 30s, I can't go back to Cancun.
No.
I don't think any of us can ever go back to Cancun. I don't think it's a thing people do anymore.
No, I hope not. What good has ever really come out of it?
Wait till you press the red button on this tape. I'll tell you some good things that come out of Cancun.
We will get to that later. That's not a podcast that exists. Or maybe it does, but it's not Bengals related. So anyway, thanks everybody for listening. We'll of course get back to you with the BBP. No Deuce this week since it's a bye week, but plenty of other good stuff coming your way. So keep an eye for all that important news. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Sam Hubbard had a huge game today. Will be our guest. 7 o'clock. Holy Grail Banks. BTS will be down there. We'll be doing our host show. Come down, have some drinks. We'll talk some football, talk Bengals at the halfway point. You can meet Sam, all that stuff. We'll talk about how great Mueller is, all those things that we like to do. So
quickly learning about your allegiances and pride.
It's my high school. That's okay? Right. You gotta have an allegiance to it, especially when they're strong.
You're doing really well, right?
I don't know. We'll talk to you later.